Okay, great coupe test in Nesiv Shalom. Nesiv Shalom spoke about the karbonas. And all of the tremendous advantages the karbonas accomplished for us. Says the Nesiv Shalom, after the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, and all of these advantages have been interrupted. All these precious advantages have been interrupted. These were advantages that preserved the connection between a Jew and Hashem, his God. Tiknu Chazal is a tefillos. So since then, Chazal have instituted the tefillos. Shame Yimalu is tafkid akavonas, that they should fill the purpose of the kavonas.
Referring to the tefillah, or referring to the kavonas that we say
Tefillah. So also, it should also take the place of the burning of the limbs and the fats. And if the person has been distanced from Hashem during the night through the person's by the person compromising himself and by his deeds, but tefillas shachris, for that the tefillas shachris comes along. Where the Jew pours out his heart towards Hashem, and he beseeches Hashem that he should be able to come back and connect to Hashem. The same applies to Mincha. If chas v'shalom during the day, the person distances himself from Hashem. Shuv chayzav nidbak b'yisal tefillas mincha. The purpose of tefillas mincha is to reconnect. But tefillas arvish yirshus, but tefillas arvish tefillah mariv, which is discretionary, well, at least in its original, the way originally it was discretionary. Nowadays, it's no longer discretionary. But tefillas arvis, that is discretionary, appears to tzaddikim. And tzaddikim explained that when it says tefillas arvis is discretionary, that it means the sakin in yonei reshus. It's coming to correct all areas of reshus, all discretionary areas. Meaning tefillas shachas, tefillas mencha, is when a person distanced himself from Hashem by doing things that we're not allowed to do, by doing things that are forbidden. Ma'ariv is coming to correct the fact that we've distanced ourselves from Hashem through things that are discretionary. And even things that are discretionary have to be done for the sake of having a relationship with Hashem, connecting to Hashem.
For example?
Eat too much.
A person should eat in order to be able to serve Hashem, to be healthy in order to serve Hashem. And same with all the Gashmias. A person should work in order to be able to sustain himself. He should be able to serve Hashem. That should be the intention. Sleep also, right? If the person stuffs his face, or is trying to gather as much money as he can just to fill his bank accounts, that is distancing himself from Hashem. So that's that's what Tfilas Arvus is made for. She reshus, which is to the Sakin in Yonah reshus, to correct and refine all areas of reshus, areas that are discretionary. This is against the Yetzahara that burns within a person, the novel reshus HaTorah, to be disgusting with the permission of the Torah. Through the holy fire of the tefillah of Ma'ariv, the objective is to burn the fire of desire that is within the person. Even though that when it becomes dark and it turns into night, that is when all of the wild animals come out, which refers to kol koyus ara achoshech misgavim v'laila, all powers of evil and darkness have extra strength, extra power during the night. We just had this in Siddur Shal Shabbos on Shabbos morning. Nighttime is the time of dinim. It's the time for the koyches hara, the koyches of evil also. Eitzel is
nighttime after chatzos.
Why?
That's what I thought, no.
Not necessarily, no.
But that's why we say slichos after chatzos.
No, forget it. Until, this is more until chatzos. After chatzos is really time of rachman.
Oh, that's why we say slichos after chatzos. Okay. Reverse.
Right. What?
Talking would be a better example. When it starts getting too dark,
then you don't say Tachma. Well, it's the same idea. It's the Shlesh Esther Midas. You can't say, you don't say before Chatzos. Eitzel is that. So the Eitzel for this, the tactic for this is Tizrach Hashem Mashiach Seifa. That when the sun shines, all of these powers of evil are gathered back in. Meaning, I feel a little bit of light pushes away lots of darkness. Eish de kedusha, a fire of holiness, the fire of holiness pushes away and burns the fire of tuma, the concept of eish, fire that consumes fire. So that is the purpose of Ma'ariv. To consume the fire of Taiva to...
Now today the Ma'ariv is not a Rishus anymore. The Ma'ariv is a Chiyuv. So would it also...
So it accomplishes the same thing, yeah.
Or would maybe the Averis that we do...
No, it doesn't say that. That's interesting that Tfilas Arvus... Ma'ariv has become chayva, has become obligatory. And all the things that used to be discretionary also became obligatory. the things that used to be considered extra, all of a sudden became necessities. So that they work hand in hand. As long as...
Came first.
Yeah, it used to be that having a cell phone was evidence that you were a drug dealer.
And now it became a necessity to be a drug dealer.
I thought if you never daven Ma'ariv, it's not. Just if you do it once, then it becomes.
Well, nowadays it's a chayv. Nowadays every night is a chayv.
Even.
Yeah. Hakol Yisoyi Devarein Wanal. This all goes based on our earlier foundation. Ki Iker Atfila Yadvekush Ben Yehudi Dovish Vashemayim Vacholitov Matzavav. That the main point of Tfila is the connection between a Jew and his father in heaven, in all times and situations. As Rabbeinu Yonah writes in his Shara, in his Gates of Avoda, these are his words. Hakabanos v'hatfila. Karbonas and davening inyan etablam, they are all there's all both of them have the same idea. Both of them are for the same purpose. What is that? Through karbonas and tefillah, a person becomes closer to his Creator. The Hidovik Elov Devekis Gemura, to be connected to him with a total connection. The Vilti Hiyois Machitam of Sekis Menem, that there should be no barrier. What's the word?
Between us and the Creator.
It's being mafsik, that is separating. But there is no barrier separating between us and Hashem. Adkan. So that is the point of tefillah and kavanas.
Oh, why do we need two things to do the same thing?
No, it's one without the other. Kavanas, and since we don't have kavanas now, we have tefillah. Not talking about saying kavanas, talking about having kavanas. Al derech sheyesh bekavanas atfilah. The yudches. Just like there are kavanas, there's special intentions by Shemoneh Esrei. I'm sorry. Vaderech sheyesh bekavanas atfilah liyodei chen. Sorry, it doesn't mean Shemoneh Esrei. Just like there are kavanas in davening for liyodei chen, means people who are familiar with the secrets of Torah. Chen is also a acronym. Chen is Chachmas Nister. It's called Chen. The Yoide, so Yud Ches is Yoide Chen, which is those who know Chachmas Nister, those who know the hidden wisdom. Shekol HaTfilas Mamshichim Zivugim Al Yoinim. That all tefillahs cause upper zivugim, all upper unities. Unities of the world and Hashem's names, and so on. And through these zivugim, through these unities, comes about a sustenance to all the worlds and a descent of a flow from above. So also, just in a simple understanding regarding our avodas Hashem, inyan atfilah is hemikora dveikus shmei Yisrael ben avim shemar shemayim. So there's also a unity that happens, which is the unity of ourselves with our Father in Heaven, that happens through tefillah. The tzorech chius ruchni, and that is for the necessity of a spiritual sustenance. Yididas Shefa Ruchni, and the descent of a spiritual flow. Meaning simply that through the unity of ourselves with our Father in Heaven during davening, that is how we have our spiritual sustenance. When Shikosava Kuzri, as the Kuzri writes, that Shas Hatfila Tiolacha Zmanoi Upirioi. The time of davening is a time that a person should desire its closeness. Because during tefillah, during davening, a person is closer to the spiritual creations, and he distances himself from the animalistic creations. Ba'asholosh itos shel tefillah, and the Kuzari says that the three times of davening in the day, hem mozan ha-nefesh, kem mozan le-guf, are the meals of the soul similar to the meals of the body. A person eats three times a day, right? The neshama has to eat three times a day too. Umas medes olav birchas atfilah. Ad eis tefillah acheres, kasmolas koich sudas hayoyim ad sheyisad balayla. And the davening, one davening has to be able to satiate a person until the next davening, just like a meal has to be able to satiate him until the next meal. Ukechol asher tirchak eis atfilah mahanefesh, and the more the further away the time of davening is from the soul,
further away the time of davening is from the soul.
Meaning that the more time a person has from davening to davening, the more he is going to be affected from the happenings of the world.
So on a day when you have mincha and maariv back to back, that's not ideal then.
No, I think it's more problematic to have shacharis now and then mincha 12 hours later. That's probably what he's talking about, right?
No, he's then 12 hours to mincha. The farther apart they are, the better.
No, we're he's saying they're too far apart.
Well, also too close by, not so good either.
Right, I mean, if you take mincha and maariv and put them right together, it's not...
It's like eating two meals after each other.
Right. That's what you're saying, you can overindulge in ruchnis.
No, but it's not that you overindulge in ruchnis, that you're spreading yourself out for a long gap between the next...
Well, like I'm saying, like this right. time of year, it's going to be like 11 right. hours between right. Rosh Chakras and Mincha.
Or 14 hours.
So we're starving our soul.
Oh, if you dive in Nate's, yeah.
Not even Nate. You get to me. 6 a.m. is not Nate's. I dive into 6 a.m. this morning when someone's already been 45 minutes. I'm probably not going to dive in until 7:55. Right. So that's 14 hours.
Right. So you're starving yourself.
Yeah.
Yes. But I'm here.
You're going to be famished.
No. Because we have all throughout the day, we have learning. Doesn't that help?
That's right. There you go. Oh, can you say, is that you can sustain yourself through some Torah in between?
Kolshkin Vashem Mavir is a chusa nefesh.
Avoid that question. Learning doesn't help.
And obviously, when someone does something, that's all when everything is going well. He says even more so when a person throughout the day transgresses something that would be a merit for the soul. He's be'esat tefillah hazum etar nafshem v'kol ma shekodam. So during davening is a time to purify one's soul from everything that preceded. V'yiskane la'osid. V'yisakna la'osid. Then he will correct it for the future. Atkan l'shayna. Those are the words of the Kuzari.
Halos this morning was 4:11 a.m.
That's a lot of time.
Today, because I have a first to go to. One of the main functions of davening, is when a person requests and beseeches Hashem when things are difficult for him spiritually. Shelibay koyev, that his heart pains, alasha nesrachik mi'avav shevashamayim, that he has been distanced from his Father in heaven. Ve'inay margish es kervosa, he does not feel his closeness. V'yedeya, the person knows, ki masav garmu, the person knows that his actions have caused, lemesach ha'mavdol v'inay l'akadosh baruch hu, that his actions have caused the barrier that separates between him and Hashem. And all of his physical affliction is nothing to the person compared to the affliction of his soul, for being distanced from Hashem. As we find this concept in Tehillim, where David HaMelech says, "Ad ana Hashem tishkacheni netzach." Till when, Hashem, will you forget me? Ad ana tasti espanecha mimeni. For how long will you hide your face from me? Ad ana oshes etzes benavshi yogem vilvavi yoma. How long will I have to find tactics for my soul and harbor anguish in my heart during the day? Adona Yoramavi Olai. Until when will my enemies overcome me? My enemy might say I have overcome him. And this enemy that he's talking about is his Yetzirah, as the Targum says, but Targumoi, Dilma Yemer Yitzir Bisha. Ashal to say, maybe the Yetzirah will say, "I have overcome him." That's what David HaMelech was diving for. Right? Hashem, please come to my assistance because my Yetzirah is overcoming me. Yehudi Shiesh Lev Yehudi Amiti, a Jew that really has a Jewish heart. Kol Oisha Chayav Hu B'Shosha Magish Zekus Hashem. His fortune of his life is when he feels a connection to Hashem. Umargish is atmay umlal b'yosef menuchik v'has upon him, and he feels himself to be most impoverished when he is distanced, and when it seems as if Hashem has concealed himself from him. Or in even more so, if you feel that Hashem has thrown him away. And he makes it his main tefillah to Hashem. As was David's tefillah in the awesome Capital Nun Aleph, Bevoyel ben Nosan Hanavi, Kashabar al Bashava, when Nosan Hanavi came to rebuke him after David HaMelech had his issue with Bathsheba. Upirshu Tzadikim, Shomeres HaMizba Bislahavis, and the Tzadikim explained that he said this capital with tremendous Hislahavis, with a fire. Ish took it Batsmoisa. He said this capital to Hashem with that same fire as he had when he came to Bathsheba. If you look into that capital, every pasuk of that capital, tears at the heart. And included to take into consideration is the words of Chazal, Shlechota David Elo Lohedis Tshuva Liyachid, that the only reason that Hashem brought this sin to David was just to show people that one can do tshuva. Sheyeda Hayachid Shenichshol Ba'aveira, that a individual should know that once a person was stumbled and did an aveira, Eich L'Hispal, learn from David how to daven. How to daven in such a case? And to pour out one's heart with a desire to the above, with a to the point of expiration of the soul. As you find in that capital, how David davened after the sin.
Okay, what was the capital?
51.
51. Yeah.